Welcome to the inaugural episode of St. Pete Spotlight, Everyone Has a Story, featuring Joanna Gerard and Heather Davis. I'm Karen Carmichael. We're going to have a conversation today to introduce them and to explore why they wanted to interview people in our community about their passions and what makes them tick. Joanna, you are a psychic and an astrologer who no longer does psychic readings, but you've been on Fox and other stations out west, and you've done other podcast interviews, and now you're here in St. Pete. So tell us your story.
Well, I was actually born in St. Pete. So yeah, I was born in St. Pete, grew up in Seminole, done a lot of things. I went to school for mass communications, got a degree in that, did some stuff in radio, voiceovers, became a teacher, worked in advertising. It was very confining. I thought it was going to be creative. It ended up being very confining, actually. I taught, and I was into astrology, and I taught myself astrology, which is a lot of learning through books back in those days, not the internet. Long story short, I used to teach children with severe emotional issues. They cut my unit. And during that time, a lot of bad stuff happened. And this lady said at a metaphysical center, why don't you work one day for free? And if you're good as a psychic, I'll hire you. I guess I was good. I was there for a year and a half. I built a big client base there. And then from there, I went on. I started teaching astrology. I eventually got my website. And as far as California goes, I just met the right people at the right time. And they called me and said, we're going to fly you out to be on TV. We want you to do a show out here. So I got flown out, and I went to California for about 5 years back and forth. I was between here and St. Pete and California, and I did some voiceover work. I was in a commercial. I did all that kind of stuff, and then I created my own oracle cards, my astrology oracle cards. But the reason I stopped doing the actual psychic readings, the big reason was, well, it was two things. First of all, it was incredibly draining, and it started to affect my health. And I probably spent $50,000 on my teeth over the past 16 years because I would literally grind my teeth off. I was always getting crowns. I ground a filling up into my gums. The stress of, other people's problems took a subconscious toll on me. And then what happened is I made a name for myself, and then they started getting wildly entitled. And I would get phone calls in the middle of the night, even though my website would say, listen, I only accept phone calls from this time to this time. And they would almost have an attitude with me, like, well, you need to answer my question now. Not, you know, realizing I'm a human being with my own problems, whatever, my own stuff going on. And I tried to be businesslike, and I tried to have boundaries, but they just kept overstepping those boundaries. It got to the point, you know, I'm an astrologer still. I'm in my K2 Dasha. We can get into that in time. K2 is about release and change and transformation. I said, let me just not do this anymore. Let me worry about myself and my own path and not take other people's stuff on so much because it's not good for me. I don't think it's the right path for me at this point. I'm very grateful for all my opportunities, but it's time to change and transform. So that's where I'm at.
I want to hear more about astrology.
Well, astrology is very complicated, and I know people that don't, like I said, I teach it on YouTube, and I'm not phenomenal about keeping up with that because I do other things, but I started off as a Western astrologer, and so people are like, oh, I don't believe in astrology because, you know, I'm this sun sign, and blah, blah. Listen, there's so much to it. What you do in astrology is you start with the rising sign, you find the ruler of the ruler of the ruler all throughout the chart. It takes me about 3 hours to do a chart. And I'm not even the best of the best. So you can imagine, like, I know some great, phenomenal astrologers that have books written and everything else. They know more than me. So it's like the time and energy you put into this. And then you do that with every planet. So I know you said you're a Libra sun. So, like, let's say you're a Libra rising. Are you a Libra rising? Okay. Venus rules Libra. So I'm going to find where Venus is. So if you have Venus in the eighth house and I believe you said Scorpio, right? So then I'm going to look at the ruler of Scorpio, which is Mars, and the co-ruler, the new ruler, is Pluto. So I look at both those planets. Well, where's Mars? Mars is in her 10th house, you know, in Aries, or what, you know what I mean? And it goes around like that. And then I look at all the aspects to be, and I would jot down notes. And that's how actually I started doing psychic readings, because I would do stuff for free. And I'd do people's charts because I was teaching myself, and they'd be like, hey, Joanna, this just happened. You know, that just happened. And I'll tell you, still to this day, I think in astrological terms, you know, when I meet somebody, I'm like, oh, I bet you they have a strong Mars, you know, near their midheaven, you know. And intuitively, I just bought a brand new car last year for a used car price, like literally, because I knew where to go. I wanted the specific car and I found it within 5 minutes. So I follow my intuition. I listen to my dreams, you know, and I use astrology. Do I think I'm religious, so I don't think of it as like the word of God, obviously, but it gives me kind of a lesson plan to be like, okay, what am I learning during this? I got into Eastern astrology, fascinating. We have something called dashas. They're sub-periods of our life, depending upon your moon sign and what dasha you were born in. This is where it gets like crazy, crazy good, because your dasha is basically, like I said, I'm in K2. You know, I got Venus next. I got 3 more years of K2. K2 is a little difficult. Venus is going to be better for me. But everybody's different. I have a good friend. Venus is a benefic, which means positive. She had a horrible, horrible childhood because it was afflicted. So I guess if I want to, you know, end this with, I just to know that there is a lot to astrology. It's not sun signs, moon signs, whatever. It is a complex mathematical chart of the sky. And all us humans can do is try to interpret it. You know, we're not going to get it 100% because, again, we're not God. But we can try to interpret it to the best of our ability to help ourselves and kind of gauge our timing with stuff.
Wow. So Heather.
Yes. Yes.
What made the two of you join forces, essentially, to interview interesting people and find out what their stories are? Like, yeah. How'd this happen?
So it's a great question. Joanna and I have known each other for a very long time. Actually, I went to school with her sister for 8 years at a little private school. And we know Joanna as Dodie Bird in the tight circles. But anyway, she and I have always gotten along so well. And we actually spoke about this almost a little over a year ago. We kind of hashed it around a little bit and then lost a little interest in it. But it all came back. And she shares the same enthusiastic passion that we both share, this kind of natural curiosity about people. What makes them tick? What are their passions? Like, for instance, when I was speaking to her, one of the things that always got me very excited was to see someone that you just pass on the street or you work with every day and they have a passion. They have some kind of expertise in a field that you're completely unrelated to their career or their family life. And then to watch them talk about it, you see something. It almost like brightens it up. And I think we both share that feeling that when you get to know somebody who can give you all that, like, for instance, she going on about, I feel a little smarter. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way when you?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's, and really our pursuit is really just to saturate this area with all of these incredibly diverse and amazing thinking people. And I think it's just going to be a great adventure for both of us. She and I share very different lives. Like, for instance, I have 6 children. I was a general manager of a hotel for 25 years. I've been a guardian ad litem for over a year, which I find absolutely phenomenal to be in that, very blessed to feel be part of that. So our interests are very polar, but I think that's also a compliment because she and I can feed off each other and gain each other perspective, which I think is going to open us up. I'm very excited. I really want people, because it's really not, I'm very boring. I go to bed at 8:30. I'm up early. I get my coffee. So, you know, for me, the only thrilling thing about my life is my natural curiosity of other people. And she's fascinating. I'm just looking forward to that. And I wanted to do it for a really long time. And I'm so glad she contacted me with this, because we're going to just have a fantastic time.
So let me ask you this. Who do you have on your agenda, essentially, about who you might?
I'm into everybody, but like, I really want to help entrepreneurs. And the reason why is because it is no joke to start your own business and keep it going. And I did it. And it's, people don't realize it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, dealing with all kind of not fun stuff. I think they just see the glamorous side of owning a business and creating products, but it's a lot of stress.
And an entrepreneur is probably the most passionate.
So I met a girl that owns a coffee shop and we started talking, and we were talking about how people, internet trolls, right, whatever, they can just not like you, whatever, they can, you know, and the power that they have, right, to just destroy people's businesses, it's wild. So we were talking about that, and I don't have that business anymore, so it doesn't matter to me, but she's in a position where it does. And then we started talking more. She's super interesting. She helps with women's issues and helping women. And I'm like, hey, do you want to be on there? And she's like, oh, I'd love to. I want to help to give entrepreneurs a voice. People helped me out along my journey. There were times I was struggling and I would give phone calls and people would be like, would you be on this? And all that built up to me going out to California and being on TV and everything else. So I think it's really important to give back in that way, to help people who are trying to be as self-made as possible, because I respect them. But also, we just like interesting people. So it's not just entrepreneurs. We want some all kind of different people. We want to hear everybody's story, you know, because everybody matters.
And I was going to say, along that line, I work with somebody who is a ancestry enthusiast. He knows every little caveat, every website and everything to how to find your family roots, which I think is fascinating. I mean, he's brilliant. He goes on and on about, no, you go here, and then you add it to this, and then you do this. And I would love for somebody to be able to do that. And he's an expert at it, but he's very impassioned. When I talk to him, it's almost like he takes on a totally different life, you know? And I also know a city planner who's just fantastic, very intellectual, talks about the hurricane preparedness and how catastrophic some of the hurricane would be toward, something that we're all concerned about, some of the things to watch out for. I mean, but these people that we know in our lives, they have these incredible talents and expertise. They just don't know. So everybody's got a story.
So if someone wanted to come in and be interviewed by you, or if somebody wanted to reach out to you for an interview, how would they get in touch with you?
Oh, so I have my email at joannagerard821@gmail.com.
Spell it out for us.
JoannaGerard and then 821@gmail.com. I also have another psychic email if they want to, even though I'm not doing readings, but it's joannagerardpsychic@gmail.com. And everybody always writes physics. I'm like, yeah. No, I'm not a physicist. But that would be something interesting because I'm into those string theory. That's exactly who I want. One met with me years ago. He wanted to meet with me because I was a psychic, and he was the most interesting guy talking about all the dimensions. So everybody, you know, just unusual. We both have a strong Uranus. She's an Aquarius. I have Uranus on the ascendant. We like the unusual. So we want a diverse crowd here.
So you heard it first. Joanna Gerard and Heather Davis are going to be interviewing people who have their own fascinating stories on St. Pete Spotlight. And we'll see you again real soon,
ladies.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you. Thanks.